Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Imagine spending all winter building and maintaining a road, only for it to go away come spring, and then doing it all over again next winter. Well, that's exactly what my next guest does as someone who helps build ice roads in Alaska. I'm Lexi, and this is Delightfully Different. He also lives in an off-grid community in Alaska called McCarthy.
Hi, my name is Marlon Kolova, and I'm a heavy equipment operator and a lot of other things.
And the heavy equipment operator is for mainly for building ice roads.
Sometimes. Yep.
Among other
in the winter, up north in Alaska, in the oil field, there's a lot of that going on.
So, I guess I didn't realize that the road was actually made of ice. I just assumed it was an icy road. These ice roads are actually right. I knew that there was a TV show about ice road truckers. I didn't realize that they were actually just driving on ice. Explain how these roads are made.
Sure. So yeah, ice road truckers is actually the road that it's called the Dalton Highway.
Okay.
And that goes up to Prudhoe Bay, and that's all the goods are transported up that way to Prudhoe Bay. The ice roads that we build are designed to move oil rigs and other things within the whole North Slope region. And the way that they're made is from ice chips or snow and water. And then it has to be ideally 0 degrees or colder are the best conditions to build them.
Okay.
So yeah.
When does it become 0 degrees? What, like, when do you start building these things?
Anytime from usually in November. Usually November is the earliest that construction begins for ice roads. Yeah.
And how thick is the ice once it becomes the road? Like, how thick does it have to be for vehicles to drive on it?
Sure. Not that thick. But it just depends. There's a lot of river crossings that we bridge where the ice becomes, you know, over 2-3 feet thick.
Okay.
And then there's other spots where it's just 6 inches thick. So basically, it just needs to be thick enough to protect the Arctic tundra.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons that they build ice roads is to protect the tundra.
Like, what's underneath it then? Just the tundra? It was not a road initially? Like, when the ice is not there, it is not a road?
Nope. The reason there isn't a road there is because it's all Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, actually.
Oh.
It's protected, and it's also native land. So... And it's also a big swamp, basically, right near the ocean. So the ground doesn't, it's all permafrost as well. So it doesn't support anything, really. There are a few dirt roads that are permanent, but most of the roads up there are built in the winter, and then you transport goods in the winter, and then in the summer, they all go away. You only can get around by flying, basically.
You build these all in the winter, and then you only use them in the winter, and then they melt in the summertime?
Correct. Yep.
So every year you have to rebuild the roads?
That's correct. Yep.
That sounds insane. How long does it take to build one road? Or like a mile of road?
Sure. 1 mile usually takes 24 to 36 hours.
Oh, okay.
1 mile road. Yeah.
So how long are you working on this then?
Every day. I worked every day for 8 weeks, 7 hours or 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then had 2 days off, and then I worked another 6 weeks straight. So
about 3 months or so is how long it really takes to build one road to get to whatever destination.
Sure. Yeah, it could be, well, each road's a little different. I was on three different road projects, and they take, you know, depending on conditions, anywhere from 30 to 60 days, and depending on the length. And then after you build them, you have to maintain them. Just like a regular asphalt road, basically. They crack, the ice cracks, the wind deposits snow onto them, and then traffic can't get through. So we blade, and it's called blading and blowing. You take a road grader, you blade the snow, and then you blow it. And then to heal the cracks or to fill in potholes and stuff, you just use water, and it freezes, you know, and heals that stuff. So.
And then how long do these roads get used? Like how long until they melt?
Usually till the end of May, I would say.
Okay.
So they have a short lifespan, but yeah.
It seems actually kind of long as far as the year goes. May's
yeah,
a long
right?
time for it yeah. to be 0 degrees. Does it have to be 0 degrees the entire time? Like, or just when you're building it?
That's just ideal conditions, 0 degrees or colder. Otherwise it just takes so long for the water to freeze or the ice, you know, the ice roads to set up basically.
Okay.
But you can make progress when it's probably 20 degrees, but it goes really, really slow.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And you say you have to use, water you have to put water on top of it to create them. Where does the water come from? Or how do you get there?
Yeah, so the water is allotted by whatever contractor we're working for, and that comes from lakes. So there's a lot of lakes up there, and basically you drill a hole in the lake, and then you have a pump, and it pumps probably, you know, 8,000 gallons in about 5 minutes. 6 minutes. So
no kidding, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And then you just pump it into the truck, and then the truck sprays it onto the road. So,
and then I feel like if you're driving on ice, you're going to be slipping around. How do the vehicles get traction on these sorts of a road?
Well, there's studded tires, most of the time they're a little more grip. There's a little more traction than you would expect. But just going really slow. Nothing's over, you know, 30 miles an hour. So, yeah.
You have to go slowly on it. And it's usually large equipment type stuff that's using these roads, or are like citizens using it?
Citizens can use it. Well, native Alaskans can use them because we are on their land.
Okay.
So you do have, you know, regular, you know, citizens driving on them. Not too many, but there are out there. But other than that, very, very large equipment. You know, they like an oil drill that they move on them can range anywhere from 500,000 pounds to 2 million pounds. So, yeah. 2 million pounds is, I think, the largest one that they move up there. So
heavy.
Yeah,
the roads that you build are mostly used. Are they paid for, like, by an oil company?
Yep. Yeah, it's all contract through Conoco or whatever oil company is up there needing the road built. So.
And then does that mean that you work for the oil company, or do you work for like the state? Is the state?
I work for a private company.
Okay.
And then they have a contract through whatever client that may be, whether it's Conoco or, you know, BP has been up there for a long time, but I think they got bought out, but, you know, there's other companies up there doing stuff. The most notable project, you know, is the Willow project that got passed. And that's why it's really, really busy for everybody involved up there. So
awesome.
Yeah.
What is your specific job? Like, what is your position as far as what happens? Sure, what do you do specifically?
Yeah. I do a little bit of everything, but for the first hitch, I was called a lake loader, basically, which drives a front end loader, pretty large one, and just loads snow off of the lakes into different types of dump trucks. So
you're the water loader.
yeah. Load after load of snow, and then I can drive everything that's up there. So sometimes you have to fill in as needed, and then after I finished the road, I was responsible for maintaining it. So, and that's a, you know, everyday deal. So
it's pretty much the same road that you're working on all winter long.
Yep, for the most part. I got moved around a little bit, but definitely same road for me anyways. So,
and I'm sure you're used to it since you live in Alaska, but it seems really cold to be doing this for a living.
Yeah.
Is it? Well, how do you stay warm while you're doing this?
It gets cold. Yeah. It gets windy. The coldest temperature I saw was like -45. Oh. And that was for a few days, but if you're, the advantage of our job, we do have heavy equipment that's heated and it has cabs on it. Unfortunately, sometimes the heaters don't work very well when it's -40 out, and and there's air leaks because some of the equipment's a little older, so you're bundled up, you're ready for the worst all the time. What happens is very commonly they're called blows, and it's when the wind picks up. You could just classify it as a blizzard, but there's a lot of that going on up there. And when that happens, there's phase 1, 2, and 3, and if it gets to phase 3, we shut down and we convoy and just sit in one place until it passes. So
and then when you're working, is, do you like stay there the whole time? Do they put you up in some sort of a fashion, or do you like go home at night?
Nope, it's everybody's working remotely primarily that's up there. So they have, whether it's a camp or a hotel or something like that, there's a lot of different camps, so they make our food and do everything for us. So
so that's kind of a big deal. You're gone for a long time. It's almost like working on an oil rig in general.
Yeah it's a 2-hour flight to get up there from Anchorage, Alaska, and so once you're up there, you're not flying back too often. There's rotational, like, you know, 3 weeks on, 3 weeks off type of stuff that eventually happens. But ice roads, they have to get them done. So everybody puts in the time when that's going on.
And you're there over Christmas and stuff and the holidays?
Yep.
Working on Christmas. To get done. How wide are they generally? Are they like just a regular 2-lane highway wide, or how big are these roads?
Yeah, about that big, 40 to 60 feet wide. And then, there's other parts of them that are a little wider, but generally around 40 to 60 feet. So,
and does this damage the environment in any sort of a fashion?
I think I don't think it damages it too severely or at all, but there's always the carbon footprint of emissions, right? And but the reason for ice roads is to manage the environment better. Like I said, the tundra, it's protecting the tundra. And we take, you know, heavy equipment's known for, you know, being very big, heavy, big engines, a lot of oil in them, a lot of fluids in them. So we take the most precaution possible to eliminate any oil leaks and breakdowns as much as possible. So it's as eco-friendly as it could possibly be. So as long as people keep driving cars and needing oil and stuff like that, it's the opportunity cost of using those type of things. So
absolutely.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options in stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Lexi, and this is Delightfully Different. Today, I'm talking with Marlin, who helps build ice roads in Alaska and lives in an off-grid community.
When you're not working on this, you live in an interesting community. Tell me about is it a town in which you live?
Yeah. It's a cute little town called McCarthy, Alaska. It's hybrid, off-grid. So what that means is there's no power grid to it, but they have solar power and generators and four-wheelers and cars, and you know what I mean? There's a little community. There just isn't any power, the power grid. So
how many people live in McCarthy?
Full-time, not very many, probably about 50. So all year-rounders.
Wow. Okay. And then more people live there in the summer, I'm assuming, than the winter.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people come out there in the summer because of the beautiful place it is, the warmer weather, and then a lot of tourism as well. So, yeah.
You're surrounded by a national park there?
Yeah. Largest national park in North America, which is 13.2 million acres. So Wrangell St. Elias National Park.
And all the people that live there, are there like families with children or anything like that? Yeah. Are there like little kids that live there?
Oh yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
That seems, so is there a school and stuff like
that? No, there is not a school.
No. Hospital?
There's no government. There's an EMS. Building that just got finished last year, but there's not a hospital or there's not a government of any sort. So everybody kind of just works together.
Well, there's only 50 of you, so you got to know everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty new to the town of McCarthy compared to a lot of people that have lived there, but yeah, a lot of great people. Everybody gets along for the most part. And if somebody doesn't get along, they usually just get ran out of town, you know? So everybody, everybody keeps each other in check.
Now, I kind of looked up the history of it, and it sounds like there's an interesting history, especially from the early 1900s. Would you like to explain some of that?
Sure. Yeah. There is, it's known for the copper mine in Kennecott, Alaska, which is right outside of, it's 3 miles away from McCarthy. And, they discovered large amounts of copper there, and it was the purest copper ever to be found, ever. So normally what they're mining right now for copper, it's like 0.01% copper or so. And in Kennecott in early 1900s, the percentage of copper was 80% pure copper. And there was a railroad that went 160 miles from McCarthy, basically, all the way down to Cordova. And that's how they transported the copper. And that infrastructure, or that copper, probably built most of the infrastructure of the United States when they started the grid system, I would say.
Okay.
So it's pretty ironic that all those resources came out of McCarthy / Kennecott in the early 1900s, and they had power there in the 1900s.
Really?
And yeah, yeah. And today they do not have power there. So.
Well, and I understand that there was a population of people living there in Kennecott, and they were somewhat conservative, and then they built this town of McCarthy for illicit activities.
Yeah, yeah. McCarthy's always been the party town. you know, people let loose a little bit, and yeah, yeah. That is true.
The place to go, a brothel, the bars, and the gambling is what was allowed in that town, but it wasn't allowed in the neighboring town, so that's where everybody went.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. And they worked 364 days a year at that mine, and the only day they had off was Independence Day. So
really?
4th of July, yeah, 4th of July or Independence Day is still a huge deal around that area. A lot of people show up for 4th of July. So
okay. And so yeah. I watched a video that you had posted on YouTube where you kind of showed your cabin. It looked like you were staying there over the winter for 1 year. And it was very interesting seeing how you kind of rigged everything. What were you using for electricity?
Sure. Just car batteries, basically. and it was like a solar setup. And there's not much sun in the winter, though.
Right.
So it's hard to charge them. So
they would last like about full days of darkness there during certain times, right?
It's never completely dark for 24 hours. It's just the sun doesn't come up, but it's still light out.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's not too much different than the northern lower 48 where it gets light out at in Alaska or in McCarthy, it got light out at like 10 o'clock and then the sun goes down and gets dark out around 4. So the sun never comes up, but it gets light out.
Okay, gotcha.
But
so you're using car batteries to power some lights in your place. And
yep.
I guess it looked like you were able to use the internet there. So is there Wi-Fi?
Yeah, yeah. You just use your cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you got 4G or whatever. So for Verizon, and that's the best internet you can get.
Okay. So, and then there wasn't running water, so you had made a contraption for running water.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I just used a solar shower for my faucet, basically. Yeah, and everybody has a different style of their faucets. Yeah, if you don't have running water, but that was mine. And then for the batteries, to keep those charged, you just charge them with a generator once a week. And, you know, I didn't have a TV or anything. So you're not using very much energy.
Right.
So, yeah.
So but. Did you have to like go get your water from someplace and then bring it to your cabin? And then that's like, where are you getting the water from?
Yeah, there's a artesian spring, coming out of the ground, and from where I was living, it was probably about, I don't know, half a mile to three quarters of a mile away.
So you gotta go hustle water out of the ground.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a natural artesian spring. It's very good drinking water. And some people, I was spoiled. I had a four-wheeler and a snowmobile, so I just fill up 5-gallon water jugs, probably four of them at a time, and that gives me, you know, 20 gallons of water. It'll last me over a week for sure.
And so. You do your dishes in that water and everything as well.
Yeah. Yep.
And so you also showed the shower in your video, which was a contraption that you finagled with a hula hoop and shower curtains. And you apparently stand inside of a a bucket.
Yeah.
And put the water over you. How are you heating the water? And it looks like you're just standing right in the middle of the cabin to do this.
Correct. You just stand in like a little plastic tub that you buy at like Costco or Walmart or whatever, that people use to store stuff in usually.
Yeah, I know exactly the one you had, because we have them to store stuff at our house.
And then the shower curtain's on the hula hoop, and then it goes inside of the tub so the water doesn't spray everywhere. And then to heat up the water, I just heat up on the wood stove or on, I had a, you know, a range, so a propane range. So.
Oh, you have a propane range, and then you keep the place warm also with the fire, the wood burning stove.
Yeah, wood stove ideally. Yep. So you go through about 6 cords of wood, and a cord is 4x4x8. So
you're doing a lot of chopping of wood in the winter and hustling water out of the ground.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's my favorite things to do in the winter.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Does it get lonely living there with only 50 people in the town and probably a lot of people hiding in their cabins because it's so cold?
Yeah. It gets a little lonely, but I guess I prefer being lonely, if that makes sense. Some people it wouldn't work out for. So
right. It seems like it's a very specific taste to want to do this. When it's not freezing outside, like in the summertime, is there like a bar or a restaurant, or are there things to do? What is there to do in the town when it's not wintertime, or even if it's wintertime, what is there to do?
Well, in the wintertime, I spent a lot of time splitting firewood. I spent a lot of time writing, reading, and then also just playing outside, watching the birds and watching the snow pile up, shoveling snow. I shoveled a lot of snow that year because I just enjoy shoveling snow.
You do?
It's good for you. It's very satisfying, you know, seeing your shovel just get filled up with snow and then creating that path of wherever you're trying to get to. And if you do it every day, it's never that hard. Or every time it snows, if you wait for it to build up and then it gets hard on your back. So,
and then you're getting rid of it. It snows where I live too.
And then there's awesome snowmobiling and unbelievable snowboarding, all over mountains for days and days and days and days. So
it's like an outdoor adventurer's paradise.
It is. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
And then in the summertime, you also are a raft guide.
I was a guide for a company, for three summers up there. Okay. And, the middle of last summer, I got a job opportunity at a gold mine. So I stopped raft guiding last summer and decided to mine some gold. So.
Okay. That's interesting. How do you do that? How do you mine for gold? In my mind, I'm seeing, you know, the pioneers going across and digging for gold with a wire bucket. How do you do this?
Yeah. Well, you can still do it the old fashioned way. There's a lot of gold mines in Alaska. The one I was at was medium size. It was a pretty large, it's like the largest, smallest gold mine in Alaska, basically. And what that consists of is a lot of heavy equipment, once again. There's like that show called Gold Rush or whatever.
Okay, yeah, I think I've heard of that.
It's kind of like Ice Road Truckers or like, those Alaska
Discovery Channel show.
Alaska shows. And that's kind of the type of mining we were doing, which is it's a surface mine. You scrape, it's all about managing water, basically, is whether you're gold mining out of a pan, right?
Okay.
Or if you're doing it on large scale with heavy equipment, it's all about managing water.
Okay.
So large scale, you dig down to the water table, basically, and you run into a layer called hard pan, and that gold usually gets trapped right on that level of where the dirt is, and then the hard pan meets the dirt, and hard pan is just another type of dirt, but there's a layer right there. So you dig down to that layer and then scrape it with a excavator, and then the excavator casts it, and then the bulldozer pushes it, and then another excavator loads it into the plant, and then the plant, well, it's like a big tumbler, right? And it separates the sand from the silt, from the dirt, from the gold. So it's quite the process.
Wow. What an interesting life. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Minnesota.
You have a bit of an accent. I kind of recognized it.
Yeah.
How the hell did you end up in Alaska?
The first time I was up in Alaska was nine years ago. And I got a job raft guiding outside of Denali National Park.
Okay.
And that was my first time up to Alaska. And then, four summers ago now, I returned, and then I moved up here permanently now. So
why did you decide to stay?
I found the place I want to be.
Are you going to stay there forever? Is it the place for you forever?
It's one of them. Yeah.
Awesome.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options in stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, you live a very interesting life, and I would love to come visit this town. It sounds so cool once I start looking at all the videos and reading the history and seeing what happens. But I can tell you, I'm never coming there in the winter.
That's fair. We don't want you there in the winter anyway.
It sounds like you don't, and it seems like you do in the summer. It seems like tourists are quite welcome in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, more the merrier. More the merrier.
Is there like a restaurant, or are there places to go eat and whatnot while you're there?
Yeah. There's a little bar called the Golden Saloon. There's a restaurant called the Potato.
Okay.
There's a museum. There's a softball field. We play softball every Friday night.
The whole town.
Yeah. And as many people, it's like, come as you want, you know, come as you are. And, you know, anybody's welcome to play. There's tourists that play. There's everybody's welcomed.
Do the restaurants have electricity and running water, or they also hustle in their stuff as well?
Yeah, they probably got a well drilled, and then they have huge diesel generators that power their electricity. So everybody supplies their own electricity, basically.
Wow.
So in whatever form that you want. But
That is really cool. Well, you do live a very interesting life, and I'm so glad that you reached out to me, because I'm fascinated by the things that you do. And thank you so much for talking to me today.
Yeah, thank you, Lexi. It was good to meet you.
McCarthy had a post office that closed in 1943, and then the U.S. Census didn't have anyone reporting living there again until 1980. And that number was unofficially 22. It was unofficial because it wasn't a census-designated place again until 1990. The town was also the subject of a few true crime shows on the Discovery Channel. There was a mass shooting in 1984 where 6 of the 22 citizens were murdered. Thanks for joining me this week on Delightfully Different. If you or someone you know lives life differently, I'd love to talk to you. Email me, lexiontheradio@gmail.com. That's Lexi ontheradio@gmail.com, or go to delightfullydifferentpodcast.com and have a delightful week.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.